8.1. Progressive severity of legal actions, including the point system and licensing actions. Cancellation, suspension, and revocation. Driver's licenses. The Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicle is charged with the administration and enforcement of the provisions of this chapter. The Division of Driver License shall make and adopt rules and regulations for orderly administration of this chapter. The division determines how an individual gets a driver license and who will not get a license and why. Driving a motor vehicle in Florida is a privilege you earn. Every driver who gets a license must drive safely to keep it. If you break the traffic laws or become an unsafe driver, your license can be taken away. It can be suspended, revoked, or canceled. Suspension. You can get your driver license suspended for a variety of reasons. The suspensions vary in length. They are as follows. Violation of the point system. The point system is the method of assigning points for certain traffic infractions. The points vary depending on the severity of the traffic offense. In computing points and suspensions, the offense dates of all convictions are used. They are as follows. Traffic infraction, leaving the scene of a crash resulting in property damage of more than $50. Violation points, 6. Unlawful speed resulting in a crash. Violation points, 6. Reckless driving. Violation points, 4. Any moving violation resulting in a crash. Violation points, 4. Passing a stopped school bus. Violation points, 4. Driving during restricted hours. Violation points, 3. Unlawful speed 16 miles per hour or more over the speed limit. Violation points, 4. Violation of a traffic control signal sign device. If camera enforced, no points will be assessed. Violation points, 4. Unlawful speed 15 miles per hour or less over the speed limit. Violation points, 3. Fines are doubled when infractions occur within a school zone or construction zone, with possible civil penalties up to $1,000, and the offender may be required to complete a driving school course. All other moving violations, violation points 3. Parking on a highway outside the city limits, violation points 3. Open container as an operator, violation points 3. Child restraint violation, violation points 3. Length of suspension, 12 points within a 12-month period, 30 days. 18 points within an 18-month period, 3 months. 24 points within a 36-month period, 1 year. You may apply for a hardship license if you participate in the 12-hour ADI Advanced Driving Improvement class, pay a $25 reinstatement fee, and pay all applicable licensing fees. Fail to pay child support. A $25 reinstatement fee will be required. Did not attend court-ordered traffic school. If you do not attend a court-ordered class, you must contact the court where it was ordered, satisfy the traffic summons, show proof of satisfaction, and pay a $25 reinstatement fee. You may attend traffic school once per year. Incapable of operating a motor vehicle. This comes with a 1-year suspension, and you are not eligible for a hardship license. In order to get your license back at the end of 1 year, you must request a hearing for the purpose of reinstatement. Refusal to take a field sobriety test. You have the right to refuse a field sobriety test, however, you will automatically incur a 1-year suspension. Truancy. If you are under age 18, your license can be suspended for truancy, and it will remain suspended until you provide proof of school attendance for 30 consecutive days. Fail to carry insurance on your vehicle. If your driver license or license plates are suspended for not obeying Florida insurance laws, you cannot get a temporary license for any reason, not even for work purposes only. Break a traffic law and fail to pay your fine or appear in court as directed. Revocation. When your license is revoked, it is taken away for a period of 6 months to life. Revocation can occur for a variety of reasons, including vision worse than the standard minimum requirements, killing someone because of reckless driving, a felony for drug possession, a felony in which a motor vehicle was used, not stopping to give help when the vehicle you are driving is involved in a crash causing death or personal injury, commit a lewd act or involved in an act of prostitution in a motor vehicle, commit an act of perjury in a court of law, conviction of a crime in another state. A court may also order that your license be revoked for certain traffic offenses. Your license can be revoked for certain medical conditions. The revocation lasts as long as the medical condition exists and can be removed when the medical condition clears. Cancellation. When a driver's license is canceled, it is declared void and terminated. This happens when you fail to meet requirements established by Florida state statute. Some of the reasons for cancellation are as follows. Fraudulently misrepresenting information on a driver license application. The driving privilege will also be suspended for 1 year. Failure to maintain a court-ordered requirement. Failed to maintain a DUI issue. You are responsible for a crash where somebody goes to the hospital and you fail to go to the required 4-hour traffic school course. Disqualification. Disqualification is an administrative procedure that applies primarily to holders of commercial driver licenses. The disqualification can be either temporary or permanent for reasons such as medical disqualification, conviction of driving with a BAC of 0.04, refusal to submit to a test for the presence of drugs or alcohol. Holders of a temporarily disqualified commercial driver license who are otherwise qualified may swap their commercial driver license for a regular Class E operator's license for the period of their disqualification. If you are caught driving while your license is suspended, revoked, canceled, or disqualified, the degree of crime is as follows. First offense, misdemeanor of the second degree. Second offense, misdemeanor of the first degree. Third offense, felony of the third degree. Habitual traffic offender. A habitual traffic offender is an individual whose record shows that they are a danger to the motor vehicle community by continually displaying a complete disregard for their safety or the safety of fellow motorists that are sharing the road. Individuals become designated as habitual offenders by accumulating 3 or more of any of the following convictions within a 5-year period: voluntary or involuntary manslaughter resulting from the operation of a motor vehicle, driving under the influence, any felony in which a motor vehicle is used, driving a motor vehicle while the driver license is suspended or revoked, failing to stop and help as required under the laws of this state in the event of a motor vehicle crash resulting in the death or personal injury of another, driving a commercial vehicle while the driver privilege is disqualified. If an individual accumulates 15 convictions for moving traffic offenses for which points may be assessed within a 5-year period, they may also qualify for habitual traffic offender status. The penalty for a person who has earned this title is a 5-year revocation. The legal ramifications pale in comparison to the life-altering anguish that you will go through to get to this point in your life. Your car insurance will be so high that it will be unrealistic for a person with average means to maintain a driver's license. This will affect your employment and personal life as well. Picking up a date on your bicycle or asking your date to take the bus is not exactly the most impressive way to kick off a date. In short, being a habitual traffic offender will make your life miserable.